Greetings and welcome to Illume Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering and it is my pleasure to be your host for this old-time radio show. On this track, you're going to hear an episode from the sitcom known as The Aldrich Family. The Aldrich Family originated from a hit Broadway stage comedy called What a Life in 1937. It was about a typical middle-class, small-town American teenager named Henry Aldrich. The character was first heard on the radio in sketches on the Rudy Valley Show in 1938. It was so popular that it became a regular feature on the Kate Smith Show. Eventually, it got its own half-hour weekly series on NBC beginning in 1939 and was on the air for the next 16 years, all but two of those years on NBC. 1944 to 46, CBS carried the series. Now, the actor best remembered and who most often played the part of Henry Aldrich was a man named Ezra Stone. He was sometimes replaced by either Norman Tokar, Raymond Ives, Dickie Jones, or Bobby Ellis. Henry was always getting into all sorts of teen trouble, but most of his problems usually concerned hopeful encounters with members of the opposite sex. It was interesting that though the show was on the air for 17 years in total, Henry only got 1 year older. Oh, the magic of audio versus video, right? So here from September 21st, 1952 is the Heirloom Radio rebroadcast of Henry Aldrich, The Barter System. Thank you for listening.
Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith. A teenage boy has always scampered across the American scene. Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, Penrod, Peck's Bad Boy. Maybe there's a good reason why. Maybe in a typical American boy like Henry Aldrich, people can see someone they once were or once knew. The scene opens on the front porch of the Aldrich home. The time is late afternoon.
Gee, Homer, you're just worrying over nothing.
Well, Henry, that isn't the way my father said he would have done it.
Well, my father will get it, Homer. Why do you think he's taking the time to drive way out to Mr. Frederick's farm if he can?
Well, boy, I certainly hope he can collect it.
Homer, he's going to tell Mr. Frederick right straight to his face how much he owes us for the work we did this summer.
And your father thinks he can get it all?
Sure he can, Homer. He'll get our whole $8.
Well, my father said that if a man owed him that much for working as hard as we did, he wouldn't go all the way out there. He'd just sue him.
Boy, Homer, your father doesn't know anything about a thing like that. All he does is sell lumber. Gee whiz, my father's one of the best lawyers in the state. He can talk anyone into giving him money.
How?
Well, I don't know, but it's a knack you have if you're a lawyer. And nobody puts anything over on my father. When he goes after a thing, he gets it.
He does?
And how? You just wait until he comes back and hands us each $4. But, Father, didn't I make it clear Mr. Frederick owed us $8?
Henry, for the last time, I collected it.
In money, Mr. Aldrich?
No, Homer, not in money. As I said before, I collected the equivalent.
Sam, what do you mean by the equivalent?
I mean, Alice, that Mr. Frederick didn't have the cash. So he paid it in corn.
In what?
Corn, Mrs. Aldrich.
Gee, Father, not that we don't appreciate your trying, but what Homer and I had really planned and was, well, you know, money.
Gee whiz, Mr. Aldrich, my father said...
Never mind what your father said, Homer. There's nothing wrong with being paid in corn. It's the ancient principle of barter and exchange.
It is?
Of course, it's a simple case of applied economics. You boys will learn a great deal from this transaction.
It's taught me one thing already.
I'm glad to hear it, Homer.
The next time I do any work, I'm getting my money in advance.
Now, Homer...
Sam, how much corn did he give the boys?
Tomorrow morning, Alice, he's driving his truck in with 12 bushels.
12 bushels of corn?
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich, 12 bushels.
Where in heaven's name are you going to keep it?
In the basement, Mother, until we can figure out what to do with it.
Well, that's very nice, I'm sure.
Mr. Aldrich, how much is it worth, a bushel?
Well, I'm afraid it isn't worth a great deal right now. But naturally, if you hold it, you'll find the price will fluctuate.
Sure. Sure it will.
What do you mean, fluctuate, Henry?
Boy, Homer, you sure are dumb. Yeah, it means that... Tell him, will you, Father?
The fluctuation reflects the cost of living. The price may be down, but only temporarily. Sooner or later, it'll go up.
Sam, what is it you're suggesting the boys do? Trade in corn?
Now, Alice, it'll be a very good experience for them. They'll learn the principles of supply and demand. This will teach them the value of money.
Gee whiz, Father, I know the value of money. It's the value of corn I'm worrying about.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. You and Homer can corner the market with your 12 bushels and make a killing when it goes up.
Alice, for heaven's sake.
I'm sorry, Sam. Please hurry and get ready for dinner.
Were you including me, Mrs. Aldrich?
Why, no, Homer, I wasn't. However, if you feel that you want to stay...
Oh, I couldn't stay unless I was specially asked.
Well, in that case, dear, perhaps the next time.
Could you start that over again, Mrs. Aldrich?
Come on, Homer, I'll go to the door with you.
Well, thanks for your trouble, Mrs. Aldrich. And thank you for your trouble, Mr. Aldrich.
No trouble at all.
Understand, Henry, I'm not criticizing. Only you should have gotten my father to handle this.
Now listen, is that a slur on my father?
Oh, gee whiz, no. The only thing is, I don't know how he makes a living.
Homer, 12 bushels of corn or 12 bushels of corn?
Well, I can figure that much myself. But when I go up to the dance committee and get 2 tickets for the class dance, what am I going to hand them? 6 bushels of corn? That hasn't even fluctuated yet?
You aren't any worse off than I am. I've asked Eleanor Wentworth, haven't I?
Boy, I don't know how I'm going to be able to face Betty Newton.
Listen, Homer, why don't you see if your mother wouldn't be interested in buying it? The can.
The whole 12 bushels?
We could quote her a reasonable price.
Sure. You want my mother to get us out of a hole that your father got us into.
Homer, we aren't in any hole. You just don't realize how valuable that corn is going to be.
When?
When it fluctuates. When it fluctuates.
Henry, in which room is the class holding the meeting?
Right there in 2A. Did you try the wayside market, Homer?
Yes, Henry, I've been everywhere. Did you go to the neighborhood grocery?
Yes.
And they said the same thing everybody else did?
No, they just laughed.
Well, didn't you tell them what your father said about the price?
Homer, people who are laughing aren't in the mood to talk business.
Boy.
I don't know why I want to go to this meeting anyway. All they're going to talk about is the class dance. Did Eleanor Wentworth go in?
Sure.
And I'll bet the first thing they ask us is, have we bought our tickets?
Oh, quiet, Henry.
Is the meeting starting?
No, we're the business meeting adjourned.
You've all heard the minutes of the last meeting. Are there any announcements?
Mr. President.
The chair recognizes Toby Wilson.
Although most of the tickets for the dance a week from this Saturday have been sold, there are still a few guys holding back.
Oh, boy.
Let's not have any slackers, fellas. Let's make it 100%.
I'm going out, Henry.
No, Homer, they'll see you.
Are there any other announcements?
Mr. President.
Jimmy Bartlett.
Mr. President, I've been a member of this class for a good many years now. And, well, I'd like to ask why the tickets have to cost so much.
Mr. President, that's what I say. Well, I think the price of the ticket should fluctuate like the cost of living.
Homer, would you mind explaining that?
Well, if you don't know, it's not going to do any good to tell you. And it isn't the money I mind, it's a principle.
Homer, I believe the price of tickets was fully discussed at the last meeting, and you're out of order.
What do you mean I'm out of order? I wasn't even at the last meeting. I think we ought to have more principle all the way around.
Homer, be quiet.
Order, please. Order. Are there any other announcements?
Mr. President.
Betty Newton.
I make a motion that the chairman of the dance read off the list of those boys who haven't bought their tickets yet.
The list will be read at the next meeting. Are there any other announcements?
Mr. President.
Yes, Henry.
I make a motion that we postpone the dance.
What for? For how long? For how long?
For about 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No. Mr. President, I make a motion that no boy in this class be allowed to bring any girl to the dance that isn't in the class.
Mr. President.
Yes, Toby?
I object. That amounts to no less than confiscation of personal rights.
Yeah.
Come in, Mr. President.
Henry Aldrich.
I've been listening with great interest to all the complaints about this dance, and naturally it worries me. I'm not sure, but I think I have a suggestion. We had a good dance last year, and we had a good dance the year before. And I guess if we're all here, we'll have another one next year. I certainly hope we will, because I like to dance. But gee, I don't know. Sometimes I start wondering if dancing is everything in life. How about trying something else, just one year? The evenings are nice now. They're a little chilly, maybe, but we're going to have a moon, I think. Why waste our time indoors, just dancing?
Well, what do you suggest?
Why, a sort of corn roast.
A what?
I make a motion that this class show a little originality and initiative and have a corn roast.
I second the motion.
Order, please. Order.
All I can say is, who wants a corn roast?
I do.
Mr. President.
Wait a minute, Henry Aldrich. I'm not through dancing yet. I mean, talking.
The only trouble with having a corn roast is, where are you going to get the corn? It's hard to find this time of year. But if we have enough initiative and originality to want a corn roast, then I'm willing to personally guarantee that I will find the corn. Somehow.
I second that motion, too.
What motion, Homer?
What?
There wasn't any motion.
Well, then I make one.
No, sit down.
Now, wait a minute. Where are your principles?
Homer, shut up.
There has been a motion that instead of a dance, we show little originality and initiative by holding a corn roast. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No!
The boys have it. It'll be a corn roast.
Homer, tell Henry Aldrich somebody wants him outside.
I'm wanted outside?
Somebody wants you out in the main office.
Hey, come on, Homer, I'm wanted.
Mr. President, does this mean we will or will not have punch also?
Yeah! Gee, Henry, did you steamroller that?
Homer, it just happens that I did it for the sake of the class.
You did?
Sure. I really think a corn roast is a better idea than a dance. And if it happens that we have the corn they need, we'll let them have it. Just what they need, no more and no less.
Well, how much do you think they'll need, Hen?
About 12 bushels.
Henry, I wonder who wants you in the front office.
Henry Aldrich!
Where did you come from, Eleanor?
I just followed you out of the class meeting, and I want to tell you that every girl in there is so mad at you, they're never going to speak to you again.
They're all mad at me?
My goodness, Henry, you even invited me to go to the class dance with you.
Well, sure, Eleanor, but let me explain.
Henry, I even bought a dress for the dance, a brand new taffeta dress.
Well, look here, what's
Won't I look nice eating corn on the cob in taffeta?
Yeah, but gee whiz, Eleanor, all we did was substitute a corn roast for the dance.
And you can just substitute another girl. Goodbye.
Eleanor, wait.
Oh, no, I won't.
Eleanor, wait. Wait.
Oh, boy. Come on, Henry. Here comes Betty.
You wait for me, Homer Brown.
Oh, did you want to speak to me?
Yes, I do. Do you realize I can't eat sweet corn?
Why not?
Because I've got this brace on my teeth, and I've got to wear it for 3 more months.
Gee whiz, Betty, you're too self-conscious about it.
That's right. It's not the least bit noticeable, unless you smile.
Don't be...
But gee whiz, Betty...
Oh, boy, who's that?
It's your sister, Henry.
Mary? What's she doing here in school?
Oh, has she got a complaint, too?
Henry, I've been waiting for you in the main office. Here, you left this morning without your lunchbox.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
And, Henry, when you come home from school this afternoon, you're to stop at the store and see if you can get 12 ears of fresh-picked corn.
Corn?
Yes.
But we've got corn. She was 12 bushels came this morning before I left the house.
But Mother says we can't eat that, Henry. My goodness, how could we eat it?
Why couldn't we?
It's horse corn.
It's what corn?
Horse.
Horse?
Horse? Does that mean we can't have the corn roast?
Homer, that means if anything is going to be roasted, it'll be us.
The Aldrich family will be back in just a moment, but first... Tonight on most of these same NBC stations, you can enjoy more comedy with Theater Guild on the Air. This week, Theater Guild on the Air stars Van Heflin, Ann Rutherford, and Kenny Delmar in George Washington Slept Here. Already seen on Broadway and a hit in the movies, this George S. Kaufman Moss Hart comedy deals with a city man who discovers the country, where running water usually means there's a brook in the backyard. Hear Theater Guild on the Air's presentation of George Washington Slept Here later this evening. And finally, no program lineup would be complete without some of the top NBC news shows. And Sunday is no exception. For tonight, NBC brings you Martha Roundtree's Meet the Press. Tonight's second news features the American Forum of the Air, and the discussion topic is Which Party is the Working Man's Friend? Offering as guest panel members Secretary of Labor Morris Tobin and Fred Hartley, co-author of the Taft-Hartley Labor Act. Your moderator will be Theodore Granick. Yes, that's the NBC program scheduled for tonight. Just stay tuned for the tops in radio. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Well, Henry and Homer have talked the junior class into holding a corn roast instead of a dance in order to sell their 12 bushels of corn. While congratulating themselves on their success, they learn that they have in their possession not sweet corn, but horse corn. The scene opens that afternoon in the Aldrich basement.
Understand, Henry, I'm not criticizing your father, but don't you think he should have known this was horse corn?
Why should he have? After all, my father's a lawyer, not a farmer. To him, corn is corn.
Well, listen, Henry, I've been thinking. Couldn't we still sell it to the class, even if it is really just for horses?
Look, Homer, you see this front tooth?
Yes.
I lost that tooth once, biting into an ear of horse corn.
Looks all right to me.
Sure, it grew out again, but the one I had, I lost.
You did?
Sure. And you want us to be responsible for the whole class losing their front teeth?
Well, couldn't we soak it in butter and soften it up a little? And not serve it until after dark?
No, Homer.
Oh, well, here we are, Henry, stuck with those 12 bushels of horse food, and the whole junior class is waiting for something to eat.
Mother, please, let me finish.
Eleanor, I don't want to hear another word about the class dance.
But Mother, it isn't to be a dance. It's to be a corn roast. And Henry Aldrich expects me to go with him.
But you're not going out and buy clothes just for a corn roast. Oh, we bought you a lovely taffeta dress to dance in. Oh, why aren't you having the dance?
Henry thought it would be much more original for us not to have one.
Well, you have plenty of clothes that are good enough to eat corn in.
But nothing that Henry hasn't seen me in before. And this is going to be a very original occasion.
Dear, you can't expect me to buy you a dress for every single occasion. It's silly, Eleanor.
But, Mother, I'll economize. I'll get something that I can wear to corn roasts and weenie roasts. Oh, Mother, if I don't get a new dress, I'll just die. I know it.
Oh, I'd have a hard time explaining that to your father.
Oh, I'll die.
All right.
Mother.
Can you meet me at the Emporium tomorrow?
Oh, yes, Mother, and thank you. I saw just the thing down there I have in mind. Sit right where you are, Mother. I'll answer the phone for you. Hello?
Hello, is this Eleanor?
Yes.
This is Biddy. I just had a great idea.
What about?
Well, you know that corn roast we're having?
Yes.
Well, my uncle has a cabin down by the lake, and I asked him whether the whole class could meet there. And what do you think, Eleanor?
What?
He said he'd be very glad to let us have it, and he's sending two men out there to get the whole thing cleaned up for us.
Really?
Yes. I think it's a very original idea, don't you?
Yes, I was just telling my mother.
And what else do you think?
What?
The dentist is going to take the brace off my teeth.
He is?
As a special favor, just for the weekend.
That's wonderful.
And oh, boy, am I looking forward to it.
I should imagine.
I think it's terribly exciting.
I should think you would.
And how? You know, it's been years since I've eaten sweet corn.
Why can't we have an orderly class meeting for a change?
Gee, Henry, everything's going swell. They haven't even mentioned the corn roast.
Quiet, Homer. I think they've forgotten they voted on it.
Quiet, please. Quiet. The next item on the agenda is a report on the corn roast. Where is Henry Aldrich?
Oh, boy, Homer.
There he is, Mr. President.
Is that Aldrich back in the corner?
Yes, Mr. President.
Will you make a report?
Well, I'd like to say a few words on that subject. It has come to my attention that some of the people around here are a little upset by the corn situation. We've always been pretty proud of the harmony in the class, and I think it would be a great mistake if we let an innocent suggestion by me about having a corn roast split us wide open. After all, we have our annual what-you-may-call-it to have a good time. And for that reason, I think it's foolish to go ahead willy-nilly with a corn roast.
I second the motion. No motion has been made yet, Homer.
Then I second it when it's made.
Oh, you're out of order.
Is that so? Well, just as a matter of principle, I'd like to know...
Sit down, Homer.
Okay, okay.
If you're opposed to a corn roast, Henry, what do you suggest in its place?
A dance.
Mr. President, we girls have a right to know where we stand around here. After getting us worked up to the point where we want corn, you're going to make us dance?
Don't misunderstand me, Betty. I think we ought to have a dance and corn. Mm-hmm. Only work them together so that everybody will be satisfied and there won't be any hard feelings.
How?
Well, why couldn't we show a little originality and initiative and have sort of a barn dance? What? You know what I mean? Only not a plain, ordinary barn dance. This would be different. The decorating. Nothing but ears of corn.
Mr. President, I second that motion.
Mr. President, may I ask why we can't have corn to eat instead of just corn for decorations?
Because along this time of the year, Toby, you take horse corn, for instance. It's very colorful and nice to look at. Well, sweet corn is liable to be tough. You don't want to lose a tooth when you're out on a social event, do you?
I can take care of my teeth.
But I say, why take a chance? After all, we can eat corn any old time. Why get into a rut? I think we ought to be the first class in the history of Central High or any other school that has the originality and initiative to have a plain corn dance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mr. President, I had the floor first.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
Order, please. The chair recognizes Eleanor Wentworth.
Mr. President, I'd like to protest. Just because the majority in this class is composed of boys, that doesn't give the boys any right to change their minds every 10 seconds. We girls have a right to know what's going to happen to us. I demand that a vote be taken.
Wait a minute, Eleanor.
I demand that a vote be taken on our having a simple, informal dance in evening clothes.
No!
Yes!
No! Mr. President!
Mother, did you hear what happened at Henry's school today?
No, Mary.
My goodness, I don't know what started it, but one of the classes practically had a riot.
Really?
I understand they had to call in 6 hall monitors and the gym teacher to quiet them down.
What was the trouble?
I don't know, but they tell me the class is in a terrible condition. Nobody's speaking to anybody.
Well.
There's even some talk of when they graduate, they're going to have 2 separate commencements.
What for?
Well, the girls say they won't be seen graduating from the same platform as the boys.
Come on into the living room,
Homer. Is that you, Henry?
Yes, Mother.
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Homer. Henry, how on earth did you get your shirt torn?
My shirt? My shirt? Oh, gee whiz.
You know who I think tore it, Henry?
Who?
Betty.
When did she do that?
Right after Natalie White slapped his face.
Henry, what did she slap your face for?
I took the floor away from her.
You what?
I took the floor away from her. We had a class meeting.
Homer, you better get some Mercurochrome for your face. It's all scratched up.
That was Madeline Miller.
My goodness, she must have long fingernails.
Not anymore.
Henry, you didn't get into a fight with any of the girls, did you?
Gee whiz, no. I was a gentleman through the whole thing.
I don't understand what caused the whole thing.
Well, we had what you might call a close vote. See, Mother?
Well, we got it through, didn't we, Henry?
What did you get through?
Oh, just a little motion I made. Listen, Mother, where'd you put the corn?
The corn?
Sure, my 12 bushels.
It's downstairs in the basement, dear.
Oh, no, it isn't, Mrs. Aldrich.
Yes, it is, Homer.
Mary, we were just down there, and there wasn't even one basket there.
Well, I don't understand it.
Mother, did you go out at all today?
Yes, I did.
Did you lock all the doors?
Oh, but the back door.
Oh, boy.
You think our corn's been stolen, Henry?
Sure it has, Homer. Sure it has.
Dear, don't be ridiculous. No one is going to steal 12 bushels of corn you can't eat.
Corn? You boys aren't worried about the corn, are you?
We sure are, Father.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, dear.
Do you know anything about the corn, Sam?
I certainly do.
Who took it?
Who took it? I did.
You did?
After all, I wasn't going to let Mr. Frederick stick my own son with a load of useless horse corn. No, sir. So I just went out there and made him take it back.
You haven't got the corn anymore?
I should say not.
Did Mr. Fredericks give you the money?
No, potatoes.
Potatoes?
Nobody puts anything over on Sam Aldrich, let me tell you. I'm a pretty sharp trader, you know.
But, Father...
Mr. Aldrich...
Don't bother to thank me. It was my own fault for not being more careful in the first place.
But, Father...
Mr. Aldrich...
I let him know quite plainly I would stand for no nonsense.
But, Father...
Mr. Aldrich...
Look, Betty. See that window in the Emporium? That dress in the center?
Yeah.
That's exactly like the one I got for the corn roast. Only mine was blue.
And they won't let you take it back?
No. That's why my mother's so mad at our class. Well, look, Betty, I guess you're going on, and this is about as far as I go.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye. Eleanor.
Oh, hello, Mother. I wondered whether you'd be here.
Now, Eleanor, are you sure you have to buy a special outfit just for a barn dance?
Oh, my goodness, yes. After all, I can't wear a corn roast dress to a corn dance, especially when the whole dance was Henry's idea.
Quiet, please. Quiet.
Henry, what are we going to do? Let's just wait and see if something happens.
Well, we're still stuck with the potatoes.
Homer, relax. Take it easy.
My father says that's a trouble. We've been taking it easy when we should have been tough. I'm going to make a motion.
What motion?
Well, I don't know yet.
Mr. President!
Homer Brown.
I had the floor first.
Nobody recognized you.
Sit down, Homer.
As long as there is some doubt about who had the floor first, I think we should recognize the young lady.
Yay! Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad to see there's a little chivalry left in the school.
Mr. President, this is a matter of principle.
Betty Newton has the floor.
Thank you. I should like to bring to your attention an article in today's school paper, which is the most sensible thing I've ever read in my life. It's called In These Times. It says, in these times, it hardly seems fitting and proper for students who are planning a dance to spend their money on unnecessary decorations, such as corn. If the junior class really wants to hold a dance that will be long remembered, why don't they give a dance without the decorations and show a little originality and initiative by contributing that money in the form of food? Like potatoes. In these times, it would be a very generous and appreciated step and would eliminate a lot of worries. Signed, a loyal classmate.
Mr. President, why must it be potatoes?
Because of the staff of life.
That's bread.
Now listen, Toby, the person who wrote that article knew what he was talking about. And we're going to carry out his wishes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that this class give a dance. Just a plain, informal dance in evening dress, but without any other decorations. And then we use the proceeds to buy potatoes for people that are worried.
Hey, Mr. President.
Henry Aldrich.
I just want to say that since I was the one who first suggested the corn dance, after hearing that article, I'm ashamed of myself. I not only withdraw my suggestion, but I second Betty's motion.
Hey, Henry, who wrote that article?
What do you think?
Well, gee whiz, why didn't you tell me?
I even put the paper on Betty's desk.
Hey, Homer. Homer, there's a fellow in the hall that wants to see you.
He wants to see me? Who is it?
I don't know. Somebody just told me.
Come on, Homer, let's get out. We're sitting pretty.
I'll say we are.
Order! Order! All those in favor of our contributing the dance proceeds to potatoes instead of decorating with corn, please signify.
Henry, do you see anyone out here?
No.
Hello, Homer.
Father, what are you doing here?
Well, I just went out and had a talk with that farmer who owed you money.
You did, Mr. Brown?
Yes, sir, and I fixed things. I told him he couldn't unload first horse corn and then old potatoes that were even sprouting. Maybe he could do that to Sam Aldrich, but he couldn't do it to me.
You mean you got our money, Father?
No, he didn't have any cash. But I made him come across with 25 baskets of spinach.
Spinach?
Oh, boy, Homer, not even the poor will take spinach.
Within the next 20 seconds, a fire will break out somewhere in the United States. Yes, there are 4,600 fires in America each day. By obeying a few simple rules, we can protect ourselves from this devastating menace. Don't smoke in bed or discard lighted cigarettes carelessly. And be careful with matches. Remember, it doesn't pay to gamble with fire. You can't win.
Hello?
And just one more thing, Henry.
Is this you again, Eleanor?
It certainly is. The more I think about it, a spinach dance. A spinach dance. And I have a brand new yellow taffeta.
Well, couldn't you go as a slice of egg?
The Aldrich Family is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis, and Homer by Johnny Fiedler. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. Your announcer is Dick Dudley. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldridge Family.
Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.